WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy New Year's. Happy Festivus. Because we're in the playoffs. I'll tell you what, we're going to be giving these Raven scratch-offs away. We're going to be giving away the O-snaps. We're going to be giving away the, I always get these upside down, the Christmas peppermint payout multipliers, as well as the unwrap the cash, top prize $5,000. Maryland Lottery sponsoring our Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We are at Wise Markets doing some rewards from free hams, some sauerkraut, and kielbasa and all that good stuff on Monday. Next Wednesday, we're going to be at Fadley's. I have my Fadley shirt on here underneath my Raskin Global shirt here. We are going to be there next Wednesday, the 27th. Our friends at Window Nation putting us out on the road. 866-90-NATION. You buy two, you get two free. It does say doors on it, so I got to work on my doors in 2024. That's on my Santa list for 2024, as well as I need to get an oil change from Jiffy Lube MultiCare. My little orange light went on. I was like, steam manufacturer? And I'm like, oh, oil change, Jiffy Lube, time to go. Jiffy Lube MultiCare making the Crab Cake Tour great. This guy's made our Crab Cake Tour great as well. We are plotting a Pappas Cockeysville Crab Cake Tour stop in early 2024 as part of Crab Cake Row with you, Leonard Raskin. Leonard Raskin joins us now. He was out of the rain, celebrating Hanukkah, preparing for Christmas, getting all things together for clients, making a list, checking it twice. And then the Ravens game came on Sunday night. Hey, this is, we've both been at this from the beginning. You talk about being at Whiskey Joe's 22 years ago and Stacy Keebler. I'm putting some stuff up this week about all that memories and road trips and all that stuff. This is really turning out to be something from a season standpoint, from a way they're doing it. And from a way that this kid who's taking the snaps is playing a different kind of game in a different way and finding new ways to win football games, and the defense single digits again. This is as good as it gets from a football perspective. We've been watching this a long time, waiting for an 11-3 team, waiting for a bye week, waiting for, dare I say, an AFC championship game in Baltimore, Leonard Raskin.
It is time. It is time. Sunday night was a thriller. In the beginning, it was competitive. It was tight. It was two offenses moving the ball. It was not touchdowns. And then it was a doink, and it was a wide left. And then Trevor Lawrence, I don't know what he was doing, running with the ball, and then he suddenly just dropped it to us. That was perfectly nice of him to do when they should have scored. And then bad timing at the end of the half. I only thought we did those things. He didn't spike the ball. He tried to score. And
you know, I told Luke last week, Luke and I did a back and forth for 30 minutes about Harbaugh sucks at clock management. Harbaugh sucks at the, like, and Luke's like, dude, I agree with you. He sucks. It's awful. It's inexcusable.
But
it's
lots
terrible,
of them do.
But the lots of them do. And
lots of them do.
And here we are with a kid that, you know, you're Mr. Ohio State. He's Mr. Clemson. He's been in these big situations and big games. You know, just something you
rookie mistakes.
Yeah, and he ain't a rookie.
No. I don't know if it was him or the coach, but somebody blew it. Somebody blew it. First of all, again, running with the ball, drop the ball. Okay, that's lovely. But end of the half, throw the ball down to the 4-yard line, get up there, spike it, take a breath, make a call. No, let's throw out and see if we can get the touchdown and run the half out.
Well, that ball hysterical. Has to go into the end zone or nowhere, right?
Like, or it has to go on the first one has to go on the ground. Yeah, spike that.
But
thing.
If you want to run a play and
yeah, if you're
going to
run a play, it's
got to
be
throw
up
it
into
out
the
of
crowd.
The back of the end zone,
into the
or
crowd.
Throw it where only
into
your guy
crowd.
Can catch it.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Exactly.
So we got some gifts, and then they capitalized on it. Lamar put on his Superman jersey. And he said, I'm going to fly this team to victory. We're going to be 11-3. He was throwing that ball around. Other than the one ugly interception, the obligatory turnover of the game, they couldn't bring him down. Got sacked a couple times, but he was moving around, dancing in that pocket. I think he had Chris Collinsworth having a love affair. A man, what do they call it? A man crush.
Well,
a man crush with Lamar.
The
last.
Way he keeps his eyes, when you go back and you watch film on this, and
yes.
when they point film out, his eyes are down the field the whole time. And it was his first instinct for a long time, especially
to run
because he could. because the pocket was breaking down, because he couldn't see down the field. I don't think he felt NFL pressure well in the beginning.
Right,
he never really dealt with it. He never had three cats back in the pocket to watch a pocket happen and to see what would happen when he dances, that he's made an instinctive change in the way he's playing the game, in that Roethlisberger, and he's way faster, way better.
Oh yeah,
like all of that. And but extending the play to allow Zay Flowers to zig or zag, and when you get to know your wide receivers, that Bateman play was about practice, right?
Absolutely,
and
absolutely.
Likely has practiced a lot with him, even though he hasn't played a lot. But that's like, do what Mark Andrews does. We're all in the same tight ends room. We're all seeing the same things. Do what he does. It, you know, coach up into that way that when the play breaks down, you're going to do this, you're going to do that, I'm going to do this, and we're going to make a play, instead of Lamar's going to run and you're going to turn into Willie Snead and you're blocking, you know?
Right, but not only is he seemed to be looking downfield, but somehow, as you said, I think the instincts have turned on better. The coaching has clearly coached him up better, because he is looking to move in the pocket and around where he needs to be. And yeah, you got eyes downfield, but at the same time, you don't have linemen downfield. And, man, there's got to be a game ball for the linemen. They blocked their tails off. To give him 8-10 seconds on some of those plays, I mean, that's marvelous. It's phenomenal to see. And I think they just played a great game all around. The receivers got to where they needed to be. Likely was insane, was just silly. That catch on the, what was it, 5-yard line or whatever it was ridiculous.
Well, Lamar,
I mean, that,
Lamar had
that's
a lot
one of those you
throw that ball. That was a dangerous
That's one
catch.
Of the, as I said, that's one of those you throw it up there, you go, awesome.
Yeah, right. Yeah. No.
I thought for sure that was another interception happening. I was, we had a field goal in the bag and then we threw it away. Oh, touchdown. Look at that. Touchdown. So just a wild night at the end in Jacksonville. I remember the days of Mark Brunell. Jacksonville eats our lunch, and those days were painful, painful. So it was fun to get a win in Jacksonville.
You know, I found the picture. We are celebrating. By the way, we were Curio Wellness and Foreign Daughter. I had just the greatest conversation with Michael Bronfine, with Gina Schock of the Go-Go's. I learned about this Hex product. You talk about Baltimore companies making this detergent product that cleans the really nasty, smelly activewear from my hot yoga classes and my workouts at Planet Fitness. And so we had this great show the other day on Friday and putting all this stuff together. And everywhere I go, people are talking football, 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 and Lamar, Lamar, Lamar. No one talks about the defense. I find that to be fascinating, right? Like
they were amazing. They were phenomenal.
But the Browns defense has sort of stolen some of the show, and now Flacco, and I know you want to talk about that as well, but this defense holding 7 points, bend but don't break, taking the ball away from, and they haven't taken the ball away as much lately, and maybe that speaks to seeing better quarterbacks, seeing better offenses. Lord knows
you
see the best team on the planet on the road on Christmas night. Then they're going to see the best offense on the planet the week after that here, and we'll see how the weather is when Miami gets here. But the tests are still there for the defense.
Oh,
but,
huge, huge.
But Lamar, it's like, you know, it's like talking about, somebody else when Hulk Hogan's in the room. He's like the only wrestler in the room. Nobody else really matters because Lamar
sucks the oxygen right up.
But the defense is what's going to win a championship here.
Was tremendous. I was upset there in the first half when they actually got to, as we call him at the Raskin household, Hair Boy. when they got to Trevor. And I thought for sure we had a safety or at least a sack. And then they called him for grounding. So we missed our consecutive sack. Our Ravens are the best sacking defense in the league. But the same result happened, just didn't get the credit for it. But good enough. How about Matt Ibike? That guy's engine is revving. And he got out there in the second half and he made a key play at a key time. And who was there? Who was there? Clowney and Queen right there to pounce on the ball. and grab that turnover, the second fumble lost of hair boy Trevor's evening. And it was fantastic. Now, in the Raskin household, the other thing that happened Sunday night was a hysterical, continuous laughter about at the end of the game when Jacksonville thought they had the touchdown, but they didn't. I'm trying to think who was the
Terry
ref.
Terry McCauley was the ref in the booth.
Terry. Yeah. Terry was going crazy. I've never seen Terry as adamant of how
I
bad.
Haven't seen a very often where the announcer, whether it's him or whether it's, with Pereira or, Blandino,
contradicting the league on the call.
Yeah, and in such a strong way. Yeah. There is your evidence. There is the screen. His ass is in the paint. He's got control of the ball. His foot is in.
I thought his ass was in the paint. I thought his ass was on the out of bounds. I thought it was juggled. And when he got control, I thought his thigh was out of bounds.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with the broadcast. It was a touchdown. And
I don't know.
The two-point conversion, and all they would have had to do.
Yeah, I don't think it would have
get
done.
Get the calls right.
I don't know. We were hysterical at how strong he was at going over that. I was like, dude, calm down. You're not in the game anymore. Take it easy. It's over. They lost. That's it.
Well, they put it back up one more time to show.
They put
one
it up
more
a lot
time.
Of times.
Yeah. They went back one more time and said, here's how the league's wrong, and this is what's going to cost you your bet. Leonard Raskin is here. He doesn't bet on sports. He just loves it. Raskin Global is the way to find him. You can find him out in the front of Baltimore Positive. It is the end of the year. It is the holiday season. I'll get back to sports, but this is a week where people get together where they don't want to talk about money or death or wills or this or that. Or, hey, Uncle Pop-Pop. Hey, Grandpa. Hey, Dad. Hey, Mom. Hey, your health. Tough conversations happen this time of year, and we joke about it, right? We joke about the aunt coming to town and staying at the house and, the mess and the super spreaders. Please be safe out there. But I do think from your perspective and what you do for a living in regard to money, this is the one time of year people actually get together, and sometimes it's not easy to talk about stuff this time of year.
It's absolutely the case. And we talk about having that conversation. A lot of families have what's called the no talk rule. We don't, what is it? We don't talk about Bruno. We don't talk about money. We don't have that conversation. And families don't know what they don't know. And as parents age, you got to make sure that powers of attorney are in place. Medical care is set up, that advanced directives are in place. You hope you never use it, but you got to have it. That beneficiaries are accurate and complete. Met with a couple just recently, said to them, who's beneficiary of your 401ks and your life insurance and your life insurance through work?
I don't know.
They said, we think. Here's the answer I usually get. We think it's each other. Primary, we think it's each other. Who's the contingent?
I don't know.
We don't have any contingents. Okay, so what do you want to happen if something happens to you? Well, I really hadn't thought about it. Or somebody will say, well, this is what I want. And it's the spouse, and then it's the kids. The kids are minors. Can't leave money to minor children. Or I think it's the spouse. And then lo and behold, it's the ex-spouse. That's a bad day. We've seen those days. I've had people come to my office after somebody died thinking they had a whole boatload of money coming from insurance policies that either didn't exist or were left to prior spouses. It's a sad day when you have to tell somebody that the money they thought they were going to get, they're not going to get. So this is the time to clean out your financial junk drawer. Take a look at year end. Make sure you know what you have. Organize it. Get it together. Write down a list of questions. Call us up. Call an advisor. Call your advisor. Make sure your beneficiaries are right. Make sure that what you think you have, you have. Just get things in order. It's a good time to take stock, take an inventory, and have that family meeting. We have a lot of family meetings this time of year. As you say, kids are in for the holidays. Parents are in for the holidays.
You get that call after Christmas. They're like, hey, the daughters and sons talk this week. We need a meeting with you, right?
That's right.
Right?
That's
I mean, Yeah.
Absolutely. And we have a lot of them. And with Zoom, you know, one of the benefits of the COVID 20 was COVID 19 in 2020. See what I did there? COVID
I
20.
got you.
One of the benefits is this Zoom function. And people have kids all over the country. Somehow, this is always strange to me. Somehow, Baltimore clients' children have escaped. It doesn't happen.
California dreaming, baby.
It doesn't happen very often, but when they escape, you got to have a Zoom meeting to talk about these financial things. And no better time to take inventory now so that you can, in the beginning of 2024, start to put together the 24 plan and don't wait till next December to say we could have, should have, would have. Let's get on it.
Leonard Raskin is here. Great advice there for the holidays. Merry Christmas to everybody. Leonard's going to be out there joining us at some point. Crab Cake Tour next week at Fadley's. We've been just sort of out on the road giving these things away and finding winners and talking football with lots and lots of people as the steam gets going. It's very rare for them to be 11-3.
Yeah.
Sunday Night Football, you know, the Jacksonville spotlight, Lamar stealing the show, Kyle Hamilton really stepping up,
Look
Batabike,
great. Look
Roquan,
great.
all of that, right? Now San Francisco, Christmas.
Tough.
I mean, they start
Very
playing
tough.
football Thursday this week. I don't think they just stop. Between the bowl games, between football all day Saturday, all day Sunday, Christmas Eve night, all day Christmas Day to compete with the NBA. We're the last thing. And along with that is going to be this buildup to the pre-Super Bowl. It's not Harbaugh versus Harbaugh, but
Right.
certainly
Replay of the Super Bowl.
everybody acknowledges that the 49ers have been the best team all year long. The Ravens have done something like only five teams in the history of the game have done, which is they've had a lead in all 14 games at the 2-minute warning. 2-minute warning, they were ahead in every game. I mean,
Yep.
that only happens a couple times once a decade, like
That should be
literally.
14-0, shouldn't it?
Well, that goes back to that Harbaugh coaching piece last week and
There we go.
decisions
There we go.
made and
Well,
clock
we know who can beat
management
us.
and
Look, we say there's only one team that can beat the Ravens. That's the Ravens. So it's time to
they
take that.
fair catch the ball at 2:03 and lost the game. Remember
Right.
that?
That was
Yeah.
a mistake. That was
Yeah.
just a
I mean,
mistake. But
so this
who
San
knew?
Francisco game's going to be as bright a light as they've
Oh,
ever played.
absolutely.
I mean, we're
Absolutely.
talking Christmas night. We're talking one versus one, AFC versus NFC, all the Harbaugh, Purple Rain 2, all that's going to get played out again and the lights going at. I mean, as well as probably the Thanksgiving game where Jacoby Jones eating turkey and like all of that. They don't play much, right? But when they do, the stakes are high.
This is
This is the
big.
game of the year. I mean,
It's
literally the
big.
game of the year,
Right.
right?
Pre Super Bowl. This is it. This is it. They're gonna go into Santa Clara. They're gonna have their next toughest opponent. They've had tough opponents a number of weeks, but this is, look, these games aren't playoffs in that it's one and done, but they're playoff tests. You're playing the schedule lined up for them to play the best teams in the league. You can't ask for better. You could see each and every one of these teams again over the next month, month and a half. And you got to bring it. You got to bring it all out for this game. And if they play as well as they have, play strong as they did Sunday night, play as well as they did overall against the Rams. I mean, these are good teams. This is tough. And the weapons that, how did Mr. Irrelevant either get to be so good or be missed by so many? I mean, I don't want to say this guy's the second coming of Tom Brady because he ain't won nothing yet, but man, he's slinging that ball all over and he's got some weapons. He's got tight end, he's got receivers, he's got arguably one of if not the best running backs in the league. And this guy, CMC, as they call him, is everything out
I'm going to
there.
share my picture of me and his old man. You know, his old man won the Ed Block Award, so it was here for Ed Block. So I have pictures of me and him out at Ed Block, but I also, after he won Ed Block, he was in the Super Bowl out in San Diego, and the media day used to be in the stadium where the players would sit in in sections down by the field. I have a picture of he and I together at Jack Murphy Stadium at the 99 Super Bowl when they played out, you know, Elway played the Brett Favre Super Bowl, like all of Terrell Davis, all of that. I, you know, that's how old I'm getting. I mean, and the
Hey.
Keaton Mitchell injury, I felt that for his father,
terrible,
right? I
terrible.
mean,
Terrible. I don't know. Was it an ankle, knee? They didn't show it again. It was hard to see. All I know is saw him turn that corner, thought he had a touchdown, and then said, oh, no.
Yeah.
Season over. Season
Well,
over.
and it's also a real issue for the Ravens and how they're going to run the ball because Gus is not him. Justice Hill is not him. Certainly the breakaway, sort of the big play ability that he had and the speed he had, and that he's a factor. You had to account for Keaton Mitchell. Maybe not in the passing game in regard to blocking, because every time Justice Hill's out there, you know it's a pass. But I would say Melvin Gordon has been waiting
he's going to have
and,
to do it. He's going to have to do it. We're going to find out. Somebody's going to step up, just like Mark Andrews down, unlikely, doing his thing. Look, we had two tight ends Sunday night come through with some great catches. Lamar's throw down to the 2 yard line and then throw to the 5 yard line. You got two tight ends that are stepping in saying, Mark, we got your back. So Melvin Gordon and Gus the Bus and Mr. Hill are going to have to step up and run that ball. And maybe, just maybe, that means Lamar has to run just a little more. Just a little more.
Well, he ran 12 times the other night, right? So it felt like he passed more, and it certainly feels like this plan of having him dance in the pocket, move in the pocket, like move like a boxer, literally moving like a dancing like a boxer, bouncing, moving eyes, first, second, third, back, where's my help? Who's crashing down on me? How do I move and get myself free? All of that Ben Roethlisberger, find space, and then if you come at me, move again while I keep you. Feel the heat. And that's something I don't know that he ever could do until he does it.
That's
and
right.
part of that is that's how he's going to cut your throat, because Zay Flowers, Bateman, likely OBJ, whoever the running back on the field at the moment is, there's a possibility of him beating you with his arm in a way that the 31 teams that passed on him didn't respect.
That's right. And I don't think anyone thought he could get here. Again, it was not bad for a running back. And I think his mind, he's trained. And I got to say, props to the coaches, whoever it is that's working with him, that's getting him better, whether it's Monken or quarterback's coach. What's the quarterback's coach? He was with Tennessee, right? Didn't he play for Tennessee? Is it Major? Major? Who's the quarterback?
T. Martin.
T. Martin. Wasn't he at Tennessee?
He was at Tennessee.
Yeah.
You know, I lost a dear friend of mine, Harvey Myers, a couple weeks ago from the Emerald Tavern, and I put a picture of us up in Tennessee gear.
Yeah, there you go.
We're all wearing Tennessee We went to see, we were in Nashville for a Raven-Titan game, not an Oiler game, a Titan game. And we drove to Knoxville in the driving rain, and we got there. We had no rain gear to go into that Neyland Stadium that night, and we bought Tennessee gear. T. Martin was their quarterback that
there you
night,
go. There you go.
And Jamal Lewis was their running back that
night.
Oh,
what a pair.
So
what a
yeah,
pair.
So I saw one game in Tennessee, and it turns out I thought, T. Martin, you know, I mean, but 25 years later, T. Martin's the guru.
The quarterback's coach.
Right.
So he's the Lamar whisperer and Monken's offense, and somehow Lamar's just getting better and better at what they want him to do, and he's doing it. And, yeah, I think he could prove a lot of people wrong in the next 45 days. He could shake up a Baltimore parade. Here's hoping. That's what we're hunting for.
All right, Leonard Raskin is here. He is Raskin Global. Tell people how best to get in touch with you, because money, family, new year, end of year, taxes, money. They're going to call you December 30th and say, what should I do for 2024 or 23? And you're going to be like,
too late.
Too late.
Too late.
Get late. Yeah.
But it's never
too late to fix it, right?
Literally. That's right. Info at RaskinGlobal.com. It's the easiest to remember. Or you can find me, L. Raskin, at RaskinGlobal.com. We're on Facebook, Raskin Global. We're on LinkedIn, Raskin Global, and me, Leonard Raskin at LinkedIn. You can find us everywhere. You can find us on your page, Baltimore Positive, out there talking about what's going on here. The idea is get your money in order. Have somebody coach you through, because the emotions of doing it on your own, heavy, hard. It's a hard job to do it on your own. There's a lot of information out there. We get a lot of armchair quarterbacks, a lot of do-it-yourselfers. And I can
I've
tell
known
you
a number of years. There's no way normal people could ever know what you know. I mean, that's probably my best endorsement for you, is to say you're really dumb enough to know what you don't know, and you should know enough to know that you know more. That's all.
Pay a professional, because hiring an amateur is a fool's game, and doing it yourself is very hard and mostly fraught with errors. So, yeah, find somebody. It's us or somebody else like us. Get the help, the professional help, to handle your money and make 24 a healthy, prosperous, fabulous, festivus for the rest of us.
Here's Leonard Raskin. Last thing, I got to ask you this, because we'll have time to talk next week. I don't know if you're coming to fade these next week or not. We'll figure that out. But the stadium thing, I mean, you and I have talked about it a little bit. You're a money guy. You're
Sounds
a
like
hardcore Republican. Don't give money away. Tax money. They tax us too much. The government does too much for too many people and programs and all of the Republican jargon you Fox News types give me. Fair enough. Fair enough. But then Wes Moore is going to go give a billionaire money, and then we're going to give more money and open the door
disgusting.
For Bisciotti.
Disgusting.
As we talk about this, the Maryland Stadium Authority is doing this, because we're talking on Monday morning. I'm going to be with Tom Kelso. There's going to be plenty of, you know, rear view mirror to look at whatever deal the state cuts to give basically the richest people who don't even live in the state these incredible breaks to allegedly bring people together downtown for 6:35 baseball games that are going to invigorate the city.
I don't like.
I think, Leonard, I'm getting old
welfare.
Enough to think this is complete bougie now in regard to what I'm the advocate for all of this. I'm give Baltimore the ball. I love Camden. I love all of this, but I'm not loving how this is going down right here, right now.
It's dreadful. I'm sorry. I love both teams, love sports. The amount of money that we, the taxpayer, put out so that billionaires can become bigger billionaires is utterly ridiculous. I've seen it over and over and over, and this isn't the only place it happens. Don't kid yourself. The only difference between what's going on here and what goes on elsewhere is this is out in the open for the public to see. I guarantee you there are plenty of other developments. If you look around downtown, if you look around the state, and obviously if you look around the country, where government feeds millionaires and billionaires to do things that they want to do to become bigger millionaires and billionaires. And it is atrocious, and it is ridiculous. And it's my job, as you talk about advising, to find those deals for my clients. Look, we don't have to look back too far. We had the PPP. We had the EIDL. Everybody bitches about student loans. But the government continuously gives away taxpayer dollars to causes they think are meaningful, good, bad, or other, that make the rich richer all the time. And I don't know. It's not the function of government that I wish government would perform, but
We bitch about food stamps going to people that may or may not need them, or handouts.
But
this is gross. And then I see the Ravens roll this out while I'm banned, while the president of the team who banned me, who doesn't front face to anyone and has never answered a question, has never met with the media, stands in front of an owner who got $500 million and hasn't even stood up and said thank you. Like, it's and then the baseball owner is a whole different. Leonard, it's Christmas week.
It's Christmas, and
I'm
they
just gonna,
got presents. We've given them beautiful, lovely, wonderful presents to build their billionaire status bigger on the Forbes list.
Well,
And away
Christmas
they
is
go.
a time to say I love you, and I'm gonna decompress. The Ravens
There
are
you go.
winning.
There
The
you
Orioles
go.
at least signed a relief pitcher last week, so there's that going on. I'm gonna be at Wise Markets, and I'm gonna have sauerkraut and kielbasa. I'm gonna have eggnog. It's going to be like that song. These are a few of my favorite things. So I'm
There
going to
you
eat
go.
all my favorite things this week. I'm going to be with my favorite people this week. So are you. So is everybody else. If you're not with your favorite people this week, then when? It's Christmas
Right.
week. Have a
Right.
great week.
Get
Have a
on it.
great holiday. Enjoy the game. Leonard, you and I will get together for a crab cake on the other side. Maybe at Fadley's next
You
week.
got
Maybe
it.
in early 2024. But certainly, one thing we know for sure, the Ravens are in the playoffs. So,
Playoffs.
playoffs. Yeah. I mean,
Playoffs.
so we've at least
Merry
got that going
Christmas.
for us as Santa comes down the chimney. Leonard Raskin can be
Amen.
found at Raskin Global. I've got the shirt on here. That's Raskin Global. You can find him at BaltimorePositive.com as well. I've got all of these Ravens and Maryland Lottery scratch off tickets. I have a handful of Ravens still to give away. The O snaps are my favorite because they smell like they just came out of the oven with
Ah.
gingerbread cookies. So, man, I am a cookie monster this time of year. I got some chocolate chippers I'm about to crush. I got spiked eggnog, regular eggnog, eggnog for my coffee. I got eggnog cookies. I have eggnog cake. I'd like some eggnog whipped cream, but I'll work on that when my wife gets home here. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, celebrating the holidays and celebrating a Festivus for the rest of us. Stay with us.